Peter Jackson's epic movie version of Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, is supported by some of the greatest film music of all time. Howard Shore's Academy Award-winning score helps to really capture the film's sweeping emotion and thrilling scenery. And next month, the WA Symphony Orchestra will be turning down the movie soundtrack and providing the music live through the power of a full symphony orchestra and the massed voices of the Wazzo Chorus and St George's Cathedral Choristers. David Cotgreave is production and technical manager with Wazzo, and he's dropped in to let us know just how much of a major project that is. Welcome to 98.5.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Now, I guess that is the big question. How do you put something like that together? First of all, explain what's going to happen when people go along and see this amazing epic film. They've probably seen it before, but not quite like this.
Basically, what they will see when they walk into the room is one of the biggest screens that we could find in Australia to be able to fit into the Riverside Theatre. The screen is about 6 metres tall by 14.5 metres wide. It takes up a lot of space. You'll see a chorus that sits along the back of the stage that's about 120 strong, probably a few more if we can squeeze them in. And then you'll find a very, very large orchestra that sits in front of that, between the screen and the audience.
So you're going to have, I guess, the dialogue left in the film, and so it's been split up. How does that happen? Do you go back to the filmmakers and say, hey, we'd like your film, but we want it without all the music?
Well, luckily that's done for us. This is a show that tours internationally. They do this in various other places. They've done this on the Eastern Seaboard. The Adelaide Symphony have done it recently. So what they actually do is they take the film with the soundtrack, and the soundtrack is broken down into several tracks. And what they do is they literally take the two faders with the orchestra on it and they just pull them down. It's actually quite simple.
Of course, getting it all to work together isn't quite as simple as that. And trying to have an orchestra and a mass choir all in perfect time with exactly what's going on the screen, I'm sure that leads to some fairly hairy moments.
It can do. There are several ways you can actually keep an orchestra and a video in time. There's a thing called a click track that some people use. In this particular case, we don't use a click. The conductor has a screen that sits in front of them, which has the film on it. And then there are various pulses that will come up on the screen to count them in, and then they take over and keep everything in time. So it really relies on the conductor for this show.
So the choir and the orchestra don't get to see the movie because they're facing the audience, but that conductor must have seen that movie so many times.
Yes, indeed. There are two conductors that do this one. We have Ludwig is coming over to do this show. So they've done this show many, many times before. So yes, they've seen it a few times. They know the music very, very well. It's very difficult and very complicated music.
And I believe he's actually worked alongside Howard Shore, who put the music together, so he would know quite well.
Yeah, several of the team have. There's about six people that come over, so conductor, technical manager. A lot of them actually have worked alongside Mr. Shore, or, for example, the soprano that I met in Melbourne actually sang in the chorus for the original recording.
Yeah, I mean, it's a quite remarkable idea to go along and have that music swelling up, because most of us will sit through a movie and not really realise the impact of music. But if we watch a movie without the music, we soon notice that the dramatic moments aren't quite so dramatic, the romantic moments aren't quite so romantic. And so it's absolutely essential, and to have it live would be an amazing experience.
It hits you right in the heart. It really does. The immediacy of the music as it comes at you.
Yeah.
And you can tell the difference, because sometimes we have to pull the faders down or whatever, or the orchestra aren't playing while we're testing. And you, as you say, you can really see the difference of a film without its music. But the feel of the orchestra coming at you live is something completely unique and exciting. It just gets your blood going, and it takes you on a journey that, while you've got this wonderful movie in front of you, I think having it live just transports you somewhere else entirely.
Now, obviously, as you say, it's played in various places around the world and on the Eastern Seaboard, so you've got all the plans there, and that's fine. But actually to get the WA Symphony Orchestra and the local mass choir to be in time with it all, I guess there's a lot of work involved. How long ago did they start practicing the pieces that are going to go into next month's performances?
A couple of months ago, they would have started practicing for these, because they're not just practicing for this one. They're also practicing for a previous show like Pirates, or they're practicing for a classical work in 2 weeks' time. So the rehearsal process for them starts quite some time ago.
So you're involved in the technical side of things, and I guess you're involved whatever is required, but this would be one of the big ones where your expertise comes into play.
Yeah, there's a lot to do. You start off with basically a rider, so a set of pieces of paper that have a lot of a list of technical equipment that's required. There's a lot on there, how many choristers are required, and all these are minimums, how many string players are required, etc., etc., how many special instruments are required. For example, we've got to find a distressed piano. And by the time we finish with it, it's going to be very distressed. So you take all the front off and you literally bash the piano with a fist covered in chain. So those sorts of things. But as far as the technical aspects are concerned, we have certain types of equipment here in Perth, but we had to go to the eastern states to find a screen that size, to find the projectors that can do it, to find particularly the playback. Each of these shows has a very unique way of playing its image back and getting the sound out of it. So, for example, the two units that we have to find, I think one came from Melbourne and one came from Sydney. Mm-hmm. So we have people that have to pull that sort of stuff together. This particular show I started working on this time last year, drawing the plans to make sure that we could fit it into the venue, to make sure that we could everybody can see the screen. So there's a lot of work goes into figuring out what seats will not see the screen or will only see a partial thing. Then you're looking at getting the sound people together. There are lighting people that have got to be pulled together. There's the video people have to be pulled together. So you bring all that into one cohesive team, and then you hit the ground running on the bumping day and whack it all in and and hold your breath.
Well, it's going to be amazing chatting today to David Cockreave, the production and technical manager with WOZO, about the Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring, with the full orchestra behind it, as well as the the WOZO Chorus and St. George's Cathedral Choristers providing the voices for it. It sounds like an amazing show, and for those that go along as they're sitting there enjoying the beautiful movie and all the rest, we'll just keep you in mind with you and your team running around madly in the background somewhere.
Thank you very much.
Dave, thanks for popping in. Bye.
Cheers.